games the last few weeks. Is that a matter of just kind of finding a rhythm, or are you guys emphasizing him the last few games? How has that unfolded?
I think there's certainly something to him finding that rhythm. You know, we've tried to highlight him in the passing game matchup-wise throughout the course of the season, but I think he's getting a little bit more comfortable building that chemistry with Derek a little bit, understanding route stems and things of that nature. He's really doing a great job, and he's been working hard all year, so it's finally starting to pay off in the way that we anticipated, so we're excited about that.
He's been a downfield threat quite a few times. How much is his natural speed kind of maybe open things up?
Yeah, it's certainly a big part of his skill set, you know, is that long speed. He's such a long stride guy, so he can, you know, cover a lot of ground without a lot of steps. And he's got that length to be able to adjust to the ball, you know, wherever it may be. So he has a skill set that's good in the intermediate and the deep, and you know, certainly that's something that lends itself to being productive in the passing game.
You talked last week about using the time to sort of self-scout and identify what you do well and enhance that and maybe even throw some stuff out that hasn't been successful. Without divulging anything, obviously, do you think you have narrowed your focus over the bye week on what you like and what you want to do?
Yeah, you know, it was a great time for us to be able to evaluate all that we did. And as I said last week, you know, we wanted it to be a broad scope, you know, kind of self-reflective time, be able to look at some things. And we certainly have been able to identify things that we want to run more and things that we, you know, will probably keep on the shelf until we have time in the off season to polish them up a little bit. So it was a very productive time for us, and we're excited to, you know, kind of take a new focus coming out of the bye.
Are there any surprises in that process? Are there things you, like, are surprised to find out or didn't realize that were trending that a certain way?
You know, there may have been some things that we anticipated being more successful than they have been. You know, there's certainly some things that I wouldn't say surprises, but maybe not quite to the level of production that we had anticipated. You know, you're never going to be surprised if you're around this game long enough. You know, things that you expect to go a certain way inevitably will find a way to have their challenges. But, you know, we certainly feel that we've gotten a good grasp on, you know, things we want to do a little bit more going forward.
Patriots are known for changing up schemes, sometimes even late in the week from what I understand, like Friday or Saturday. They'll totally change what they're going to do defensively and they'll stick that in. And how challenging is that to prepare for a team that, you know, doesn't line up the same way all the time? They may have different starters based on you as an opponent. Do you try and get – do we really get caught up in that chess match? Or are you kind of like, oh, all right, we're going to enhance what we do well and not trying to overthink it?
You know, it's a delicate balance. And there certainly is that fine line of over-preparing for too much, too great of a volume. But what we've tried to do with this scheme, with this system, is build rules in place – okay, for the different things that we could see defensively. So whatever we haven't been able to scout or whatever they might adjust or throw at us that we haven't seen, hopefully we've built sound enough scheme and sound enough rules to be able to handle that. And that just enables us to go play fast. That's the goal of this offense, especially this week, is just go down to Mexico City, play fast, play confident, and let our rules take care of anything that you know, is unscouted.
Talked to Reggie late last week, and he was saying that in the run game that the offensive line needed to sustain its blocks longer. How much of an impact do you think that that's had on the running game, the offensive line's kind of role in sustaining holes and gaps?
You know, they're a big, powerful group. You know, there are some people movers up there. And just like we were talking about with Jared and his role in the passing game, I think we're all getting a little bit more comfortable with the scheme and with the assignments that we have, you know, within the run game this year. And so collectively as a group, we look forward to that being something that is enhanced as the second half of the season unfolds.
Coach, elements like the wind, the rain, and the cold have various effects on the offense. In your experience, how much does the altitude affect your offense?
The ball travels further, so we're going to get Derek to – no, I'm just kidding. No, it's you know, it's certainly an element you know, that will come into play in Mexico City, but each week has its challenges, and each week has its set of circumstances that you have to prepare for. Coach Del Rio does an excellent job of putting us in a great situation from a preparation standpoint leading up to whatever those challenges may be. You know, I don't anticipate it being something that you will see an affected change on our play because of the amount of preparation and commitment we've put into getting ready for this week.
you look at New England's stats overall, they're worst defensively in a couple categories, but they seem to be surging in terms of points allowed and things like that. What have you seen from them maybe, you know, in the last pocket of games, 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, I think with the thousands of stats that they have out there nowadays and all the different stat platforms, you know, you could probably find a stat that says you know, they're the greatest ever in something, you know, and same with us. You could pick us apart with stats, or you could support what we're doing with stats. So I don't pay too much attention to the stats other than the situational stuff. Like you said, they've kept scoring down. They've done a nice job of buckling down as drives have extended a little bit. They've kind of dug their heels in and stopped people from getting in the end zone. They certainly are playing sound defense. You know, you don't see a lot of free runners in their secondary. Their communication seems to be on point. You know, so we're going to have to be on the details of our assignments if we're going to sustain drives, you know, move the chains and score points.
Anything you learned from the trip last year, just as a team in general, in doing anything different this week, kind of leading up to the travel Saturday and all that?
Yeah, it was a good experience for us, you know, and it's nice going down there a second year. Like you said, just walking into the stadium, the environment, the energy there, you know, it won't be a new experience for us, at least those of us who went last year. You know, so it's nice to have that experience under our belt and be able to deal with the sight lines of the stadium and just how, you know, big the stadium is, the walk from the locker room, things like that. You know, so it kind of gives you that not my first time type feel, you know, when you're taking the field. So that's nice.
Anything different in the week leading up to it? Like, so in other words, preparation this week, anything you guys take from last year that maybe you're doing differently this year, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday?
Yeah, we've done a couple things from a line of scrimmage procedures standpoint, things like that, just with our experiences from last year coming into play. But, you know, without getting too game plan specific or revealing anything, we feel fortunate that we have that experience from last year to rely on.